Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. And welcome. Thank you for joining me. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay. Tonight I wanted to talk about the benefits of meditation. And meditation has been so very important for me in my life, and so I wanted to talk about and share just how important it's been for me. So thank you for joining me live, watching the replay. Please be sure to share this if you are liking it, or if you find this information valuable, or you think that somebody else would find it valuable, please do share. And I'm Whitney Ladd. I'm an intuitive. I'm also a spiritual coach. And you can find out more about me at my website, whitneyladd.com. And so tonight I'm going to be sharing four really big benefits that I received from meditation. And I'll also be sharing where you can get a free chakra meditation. So hopefully you'll find that enjoyable. And also, I'll give you some tips on how you can meditate. So I hope that everyone finds this very helpful. Okay. I can't really see what's going on with the chat, so that's kind of weird. Just in case, let me double check. Okay. All right. So the first main benefit of meditation that I found was that it really made me more aware, brought in awareness, and helped me become very more aware of my life, my just overall awareness, being very present. It helped me get very present in the moment. And, you know, there are several books written about being present. The Power of Now is one of them. And it talks about how just staying in your present with every day and actually appreciating every moment as it passes and realizing, you know, how very precious time is and that it is a gift. All those things make, you know, a huge difference to your daily life. And so one of the very first things when I first started meditating, which wasn't easy, I'm not going to lie to you, it was very difficult at first to silence the mind and just slow down and be quiet and, you know, all those kinds of things. Like, that took so much practice and so much time. It took time, and it took several months to be able to get a really good meditation practice going. So just be aware that it does take a while, but it's extremely beneficial. And so being able to be very present in the now, it just helps you so much to just strengthen everything and become very appreciative of, you know, all the wonderful things in your life. And you can just start to appreciate present moment and, you know, who you're experiencing this moment with, what you're doing in this moment. Like, we so oftentimes just rush, rush, rush. And so a great example is so often people are just working for the weekend or their next big vacation and those types of things. And so often people don't slow down and they get to vacation and they're not used to having the time to actually slow down. So they just rush through it. And so meditation really helps you be present so that you can actually relax and enjoy every moment, including, you know, those the vacations and the special moments and all those things. And so one of the next big benefits of meditation was the mental clarity and the mental agility that came from that. So it was being able to have more control over my everyday thoughts. And so this is a benefit you can have. So you're not just running on autopilot. You really can start to have more control and be in charge of your own mind and your own life and the thoughts that you have. And so just by sitting in a still, I do 20 minutes. It doesn't really matter how long you meditate. Starting out, you might want to start with 5, 10, 15, 20, work your way up. I do 20 minutes a day, and it's extremely helpful and beneficial for me. But it, like I said, it does take time. But you become so much more aware of, you know, your thoughts, and you're not just running on autopilot. So, for example, if you find yourself going into like worst case scenario thinking, the world's falling apart, everything's ending, you know, those kinds of thoughts, you can actually start to turn those thoughts off and be more in control and, you know that there's something different you could be thinking. You can cut off the thought, you can turn around, you can back it up, you can think something better, because we are what we think, and our lives are a reflection of what we think. And so if you are not living the life you want to live, if you're not in the process of enjoying your life, if it's not everything you want it to be, I would look at the thought patterns. That would be my number one suggestion, is what do you think about? How often are you negative? How often are you positive? How often are you judgmental? How often are you grateful? Because all those things, they really play a very, very important part in creating your reality and creating the life that you really want to live. And so through meditation, you can really learn how to gain more mental clarity and mental control. And it really makes a huge, huge difference. So, you know, I greatly and very strongly recommend that, you know, because it does. It helps with those things too. Okay. And so the next benefit of meditation is strengthening your intuition. So this was one thing that was huge for me. So if you're intuition, if you're wanting to strengthen your intuition, if you, you know, if that's something that you really want to do and focus on and remember about, meditation is the key. And it's so important. You cannot, I mean, you probably can, but you're going to have so much stronger intuition through meditation, because, when I started meditating, my intuition was just completely amplified. And I just became so much more aware, like I was saying with the first benefit of just being more aware in general, and then, you know, becoming more aware of your intuition. So through practicing the silence, through practicing the stillness, through not really seeing in, and just sitting in stillness, in the silence, you start to open up, especially once you go, you know, start to develop your awareness, start to develop being very present, and start to develop, you know, the mental strength and the mental control. Your thoughts are really in control of turning off. And actually, that completely is what amplifies your intuition, because you are slowing down enough and being quiet enough and hear and connect with spirit and hear your thoughts. So, you know, it was just an amplifier for the intuition. So from starting to meditate, you know, you become aware, and then you develop the mental strength. And then you used to get intuitive all throughout your day. So it's not just while you're meditating that you get the intuitive hits, which really gives you really awesome information. You can ask questions, you know, you can connect with source, guide, Jesus, whoever it is, or whatever it is that you believe in. You can have a relationship connection and get a lot of information while meditating, you know, get that really good. But it's not just about that. you could drink it all day. So, you know, you could be driving down the road and, you know, you just get the feeling that, okay, you need to get off the highway, or you need to drink, or you need to go here instead. And then, you know, we find out later from listening that, you know, you avoided an accident, that would have been a lot of traffic, you know, a bazillion things. And it can even be something as simple as, you know, you're walking through the mall or a bookstore and you just feel guided to a particular book and to go to a particular store, to go down a particular aisle, into a particular item or product or something that is really beneficial or that you needed, and maybe you find out that's on a great sale. I mean, there's a bazillion things that can happen, from heightening your intuition, using your intuition, and paying attention to your intuition. And again, it is completely amplified through meditation. So you want to start meditating. That would be a great benefit to starting a meditation practice. So I want to mention that right now, I am giving away a free chakra meditation. So that is there for anybody. It's very useful. It's actually the meditation that I use every day. So when I meditate, I start by getting grounded and centered, and then I do the chakra meditation. So you can get a free chakra meditation, and you can do it over and over again. You just bookmark the page. You can sit over again, eventually remember it. You can do it on the go. And you can do it anytime, just really get ahead and, you know, get back to where you need to be. So you can, if you go to my website, so you'll go to witneyladd. So go there, you can get the free chakra meditation, and at there for you happy and joy. And you can also connect with me. You can also connect with me on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. You can go there and you can all find out more about my Facebook group. It's a closed private group that you can join if you have the link. So you'll find the link on my website. And you'll also be able to find the link on my book group. And so you get lots of good to challenges. I give away free things. You learn about webinars, all sorts of stuff. So activity. So again, you know, you have the intuition is just amplified, but the creativity that comes from so connected, heightened, and intensified. And so what's great about creativity? So if you're not a creative person, maybe you don't understand, and that's fair enough. If you are a business owner or a creative, you know, that would be a way to do it. That would be a benefit. So, you know, it also heightens my just overthinking, problem-solving skills, and becoming solution-oriented, and having solution-based thinking, and being able to solve things and issues in like a very creative way. So, again, it's all a combination of these benefits that kind of compounded over time that just makes the benefits so amazing. So again, you have the awareness, you have the control, you have, you know, the intuition, negativity, excellent problem solving, so you know, all those kinds of things. So what also came along with that was getting off that autopilot of, you know, and what happened is you start to gain control over basic reactions. And so oftentimes we live in a reactive state. We're just reacting to the things around what goes on. If somebody says something, you know, that you don't agree with or you don't like, we can react and we just go off autopilot. And to step back back, pause in the moment because you're always in the now, and hear your higher guidance and your higher self, and you're able to say, you know, wait a minute, what's really going on here? Does this even really have anything to do with me? Is it to the other person something that they feel a need to express or something that they're struggling with? Maybe it has nothing to do with me. And so that's a possibility. So the possibility that most people don't stop and think about it. So you always want to be aware. You always want to be prepared. And so, you know, that's just another benefit to the meditation. You have the, you know, high creativity, better. It's really amazing because it really helps when you're a writer, a painter, an artist, a songwriter, or you know, make music, or if you're like me, if you're a coach, you know, it gives you programs to come up with, or workshops that you can go, or creative new ways to connect with people, creative new ways to, to create good in the world. So there's tons of other ways that, you know, having high creativity can be a huge benefit in whatever you're in. Having being able to come up with responses to problems that come up, or what appear to be roadblocks, and being able to come up with other ideas and ways around those are really, really important and very helpful. So another thing, and along the same lines, is having so not only are you no longer coming from a place of access, but also control of your emotions. And so, you know, being in control of your emotions is extremely useful. You can avoid going into depression. You can, you know, scenarios are still definitely very upsetting to you. You might be, you would have, you know, more control over, and be less likely to kind of lose yourself in your emotions and what's going on. And, you know, so I'm just, there's so many ways that you can get the benefits to improve and enhance your life. You know, it's just give it a try. Just try it out. It's not always easy, and you might feel like you can't sit for that long. You might feel like you can clear your mind for that long, which was something that I felt, that it was very hard to shut everything off. But you know, every morning for 20 minutes, and so I find that doing it first thing in the morning, my mind is fairly clear anyways. Then I do, of course, get a lot of information that comes in. So then I have a wonderful to-do list for the day, you could say. But yeah, so there's a lot of benefits to that. And so where you can sit for, you know, the 20 minutes or however long comfortably. I like to sit with my hands open and up. So just kind of leaning open, and I set my hands on my knees. Normally, I sit probably in a chair. Some people say that that's not really recommended, that it's better to have your feet on the floor or to sit on the floor. So I just do whatever is comfortable for you. Sometimes I mix it up, but my go-to is to sit cross-legged, and I rest my hands palm up on my knees. And so that's right. The next thing is to sit with your spine straight or erect. It doesn't have to be, you know, uncomfortably so, because again, you want to be able to hold that. So you don't want to be rigid. You want to remain comfortable, but your spine needs to be straight, because that really helps align you. There are natural balance, especially when you're going through chakra meditation. If you want that up, and that's amilad.com/free-stuff. it's just the free and the little line and then stuff. Be there, yeah. It's definitely when you're sitting straight because it kind of aligns the chakra. So you could go in order and like your energy is aligned and clear. Raise your vibrations, raise your energy, and get a really good connection, you know, and to really quiet your mind, your thoughts. So, okay, and the next thing is to take many slow, deep breaths. So you just, you do a few of those. You could four, breath doesn't really matter. It's just get enough oxygen to your brain. You're just really wanting to get that amount of oxygen to your brain. And you can do it slower. So you can do like a four count in and hold for two and then a four count out and hold for two. Repeat the process. And that is really good because that gets you really down. So that's one that you can do. So you bring up, you sit comfortably, spine erect, you're breathing, and so the next thing is to get grounded. And so to get grounded, what I like to do is imagine tree roots. You imagine these tree roots from your feet or base of your spine, and you just imagine that these roots are digging deep into the ground. And so that gets you really rooted. And even to help clear your mind, if you have problems clearing your mind, you can imagine and visualize all of your thoughts and, you know, your problems or whatever you've been focusing on. You know, what you're striving to visualize all those melting out of your mind and into the ground. So you can visualize that. So for me, getting centered means that that energy coming back up into our center, and I also visualize love and source energy coming down through the top of my head and also meeting in our center. I run both energies here but I have them really neat and combined in the heart. Heart area, heart chakra, and you know, I just allow myself to feel very centered there, very expanded, and very lucky. All very connected, all very one. And so, for me, I have to do the grounding. It really helps clear the mind, and I get very centered. And once I get centered, I'm really pretty to go. Again, it took getting through doing it anyways. Makes you remember when you're meditating. You know, thoughts come up. Don't beat yourself up for not being a thought, and don't beat yourself up for you know. You're gonna have thoughts come in. You're gonna have the to-do list come in. You're gonna have these things happen. And so the best thing to do is just to just let go of the thoughts, release the thoughts. Or you can tell thoughts, hey, I will talk to you later, but I'm meditating right now. Like, you just tell them the thought, or you can just, it's not going to get you anywhere, and it's actually going to be, you know, the opposite of what you're trying to obtain in meditation. So don't do that. What I do is, I run through the chakras, like I mentioned. So, again, you can get that free chakra meditation. So, I run through the chakras from the base all the way up through the seven chakras. I'm not going to go into all those because there's a ton of information out there, and you can still get the free chakra meditation. So, go do that, and that will help you and tell you all about that. One thing I do want to mention are the mantras, which are different things that you do with your hands. So again, you can Google. So, like if you put your middle finger and your thumb together, that means something. Meditate multiple times a day. And so, you know, a morning meditation could just be to get get clarity for the day, a midday meditation to have, you know, a bigger purpose, an intention behind it, an evening meditation to unwind. So there's a lot of meditation. Some people use meditation to ask questions, to source, you know, their subconscious mind. So meditate before they go to bed, ask questions, and also get the answers of dreams. And I think that works surprisingly well. I've never actually tried that, but I've heard it works well. So there's something maybe to try. But then there's your thing. Putting two together means something. Putting something. So you can look up and if you just go to Google on that. So those are some options with your hands. You'll also find different positions that you can sit in, different suggestions. The you know, you can all there on Google. So if you are wanting to improve your life, if any of those benefits that I talked about sound good to you, definitely give meditation a try. Build up to you. Try a week at 5 minutes a day, and then do a week at 10 minutes a day, and then do a week at 15 minutes a day, and then just work your way up. You can meditate as long as you want to. People will meditate for a while. I can do that. I'm sure monks do probably more than that. So, and sometimes I'll ask questions, but as the time for that, I just go for the silence. And I listen and see what kind of information comes in or what my to-do list for the day is. So, there's that. Oh, and then my favorite, which I could probably just do like hold on. Middle, no, I'm in B. So I'm sure that makes no sense to you right now, but check back later. I'll do something on that I'm sure you will appreciate. So again, check me out online, www.com, or Facebook group, get your freebie, all that fun stuff. So yeah, be sure to follow, like, share, all that stuff. And I will be talking to you soon. All right.